Well, as you mentioned, the Party Congress is underway on the mainland, and a new title for Chinese President Xi is raising concerns of a Mao Zedong-style policy cult. Joining us for a closer look is Jenny Marsh, Bloomberg Greater China editor for the government team. Jenny, thanks so much for being with us. The title, I think it's fair to say, any title bestowed on the head of a government conveys volumes. What are we talking about in the case of Xi?
Well, that's right. You know, and Xi Jinping is someone who has famously accumulated so many titles during his presidency so far that he's been called the chairman of everything. But this one has a particular weight because it's only been used previously in relation to Mao Zedong. So I think, you know, coming at this critical time where Xi is sort of dismantling succession norms and going for this third term in power, stoking fears that, you know, in fact, he might stay in power indefinitely, taking this sort of title associated with Mao is really worrying some within China that, you know, China is being rolled back to the era of personality cult, which the party kind of vowed never to roll back to after Mao died and sort of pledged to have this system of collective leadership. So, you know, there's a lot of sensitivity around this particular name.
So to that point, I mean, is there a consensus here on bestowing him with this new title?
We've seen two members of the Politburo, so that's China's sort of top 25-member decision-making body, use it during the Congress so far. And it was also used in a CCDI briefing at the previous weekend. So we're seeing high-profile party leaders now use the term. So, you know, we'll be watching out to see if we see the Standing Committee, for example, the supreme rulemaking body in Hong Kong, in China, use that term as well. We're not expecting it to appear in an official document like the party charter. So it isn't like we're going to see this kind of like baked in to the Communist Party sort of official documents. It's much more about kind of consensus and the feeling around Xi.
So a little more subtlety. But in doing so, is there any type of risk that he is taking on when he chooses to embrace this?
I think there absolutely is. I mean, last week in Beijing, there was this kind of very rare protest where this lone protester draped a sign over a prominent bridge in Beijing. And one of the things they said was, you know, we don't want a Lin Xiyu, a great leader. We want elections, you know, and that kind of just spoke to some of the underlying dissatisfaction among certain parts of society in China, but also within the party. I mean, there was a statement last year from the party saying, you know, like upholding the current leadership doesn't mean, you know, a revert back to personality cults, which we firmly oppose. So she's trying to walk a fine line here between accumulating more power, staying in power, but also projecting the image that he isn't rolling China back to sort of some of the more controversial elements of Mao's era.
Yeah, I was wondering next, I mean, in kind of in keeping with the point that you just made there, how people, the population in China would view this. Do we have a sense of that? I mean, I would imagine that it's going to vary a little bit just generally, generationally.
I think it would vary generationally. I mean, I think it's so hard to know what people in China are thinking about any of this. I would say that, you know, the COVID zero policy that she has sort of committed to earlier this year kind of generated these very unfavorable comparisons with the Cultural Revolution, particularly during the Shanghai lockdown when, you know, the white suits were going into people's flats and disinfecting everything and sort of taking out the books and things like that. And there was some pushback on social media to sort of that decade, which mm-hmm. a euphemism used to refer to the Cultural Revolution, and people are making that comparison between Xi and that sort of particularly turmoil part of Mao's rule.
So I would imagine, too, that if you use a lofty title at some point, you're going to have to deliver results that kind of match that, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess it raises the expectation for Xi. I mean, I suppose the important thing to note is that this is just like an informal way of him gathering more power within the party. But the important thing is obviously the fact that he is staying in power and sort of stuffing his top leadership with all the loyalists. And that's really what's going to consolidate his power and raise expectations that he's going to use that extra power to do something impressive.
Yeah, and whether or not it's a liability if you don't have a diversity of opinion in that inner circle. Jenny, thank you so much. Jenny Marsh is Bloomberg's Greater China editor for the government team, joining us here on Daybreak Asia.